Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 14th of May, and here in Auroville is cloudy and fresh after morning rain on 25 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today promises cloudy with a couple of thunderstorms around and a thunderstorm in spots in this evening, otherwise cloudy over the night. Temperatures from low 26 to half 31 with heat index on 40 degrees Celsius. Possibility on precipitation is on 61%. Winds from southeast at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 18%, and it will be new on Monday 18th. On Saturday 16th of May at 5:30 p.m. at Kala Kendra, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, we can listen to a reading of the book by author. The title of the book is Where Even the Present is Ancient, Benares. A curious woman walking the streets of Varanasi or Benares is greeted by an array of sights, smells and sensations that range from stories of the Ganga, the Goduli, the twilight. A sutradhar or chief narrator, author and poet Maitri B. Chaudhary tells us the tale of her encounter with the enchanting city through the medium of 50 poems and attempts to connect an India that many do not realize exists. It is a book that tells the little stories that make us who we are. Maitri B. Chaudhary is a Bangalore-based poet, and her poems and articles have been published in national and international journals. And Where Even the Present is Ancient, Benares is her third book. The Resident Assembly Service has been allocated a space in the town hall, and they would like to invite us to celebrate with them, to enjoy tea, biscuits, energy sharing and ideas for the future together in the new Resident Assembly Service space in the town hall. Anytime between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, 19th of April. And the Resident Assembly Service room is located in the first floor in Town Hall on the right when facing the Matrimandir where the land service used to be. Otherwise, the Resident Assembly Service room, it will be open from Monday to Friday between 10 a.m. to 12 and between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. or by appointment. And they're saying that we are welcome to drop in anytime to let them know what is on our mind, share suggestions, or how we could do things better in Auroville. You can voice your concerns or just chat, and they're looking forward to see us there. Otherwise, Resident Assembly Service shares with us a report on general meeting held on Wednesday 29th in Unity Pavilion, where the Working Committee and Auroville Council presented an update of their work and challenges to 88 people present. The discussion was peaceful and clarifying. The Working Committee did not find time to report on the following issues: NES, Land Board, Security, Visa Issues, GOI Grants Subgroup, and 50th Anniversary of Auroville. We can find details on the above issues in the Working Committee report published next week. And if you have any questions, we should feel free to contact them via mail or just pass by their office. Soham has shared his point of view with people present, and he also gave us in writing at the end of the meeting. And his words were, "Dear friends, it is obvious now that there as well as in the work we have reached a dead end. In order to get out of this dangerous and mortal state, we have to go beyond our mental consciousness. The only way out is the practice of methodical integral yoga as defined constantly by Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. It must be quest of every moment, an ardent fire must burn high every second in our blossom. Otherwise, no way out of the terminal mess. To enlighten us further, I would like us to come together to read together some selection passage of Sri Aurobindo's Life Divine. Resident Assembly Service will keep us informed about follow-up meetings." And here's the report and also actual invitation for the proposed Verity Radial. Because since April last year, Lavenir have been working on the alignment of the Verity Radial. In particular, the stretch between the Eco Service Recycling Center and the node with the Ring Road. This stretch of the road passes the community's units, Eco Service, Mantra Poetry, Yantra, Asvane, Udaya, Verite, Aromics and others. In most parts, the existing road is to be improved, in some parts realigned. They have had several meetings on site with members of the industrial zone group and residents looking at different options. And they would like to present these options to the community for feedback. For this purpose, they have prepared a presentation at L'Avenir on second floor in Town Hall. The maps and drawings are on display for the next 2 weeks, starting past Saturday, May 9th. On Wednesday and Friday between 11 a.m. and 12 a.m., there will be a person available at the exhibition to answer questions and receive comments. And here's also a note about roads in the industrial zone, because after the general meeting on April 7, the TTDC has organized an exhibition of proposed future roads in the industrial zone. The area should be reachable so as to develop environmental friendly economic activities and enhance the present activities. The proposal consists of ring road from the Mangalam area till the Celebration Crossing, Veritaire Radial from Celebration Crossing till the Eco Service premises, and Mangalam Radial and the access from the mentioned ring road to the Kotakarai Tar Road. And here's an update from the entry service. They're letting us know that July 1st is the date that they will be open for all new applicants. At the moment, they're working with over 150 people that are already in the process. They would also like to inform the newcomers that the timing designated specifically for them to collect or submit a newcomer kit is on Wednesday and Friday between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. They are also open for B forms and recommendation letter matters or appointments only. And for those things, they are open on Monday, Wednesday and Friday between 10 to 12 a.m. Many things will be closed on summer, and here are some announcements. That also I will be taking a break from 16th to 31st of May. Solar Kitchen and La Terrasse, they will be closed for annual tour from Friday 22nd to Sunday 24th of May. Solar Kitchen will also not serve dinners on Thursday 21st because the tour starts on Thursday evening. But they will be back on Monday morning as usual. Kailash Clinic summer schedule, they will be closed on Saturdays from 23rd of May until end of June. From Monday to Friday, they are open as usually from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And for appointments, you can call 262-2803. Cafeteria in Visitor Center, Lezefir and Dosa Corner will be closed for 5 days. The cafeteria at Visitor Center will be closed from Monday 18th to Friday 22nd, included for repairs and maintenance and well-deserved break for their hardworking team. And because Lezefir and Dosa Corner depend on cafeteria for the meals they serve, they will also have to close during the same period. All three places will reopen on Saturday 23rd of May. Linear Dental Clinic will be closed from Monday 12th. Till the end of June. And Bar Cafe will be closed from May 1st until Monday, June 8th. Also, Pitanga will close its doors on May 30th and will reopen on Monday, July 6th. And as we announced already, the housing service will close its doors on Monday, 18th of May, until May 30th. And here's the word of it from us. Once again, we're graced with rain in May. The miracle flower bloom and the mangoes, cashews and nungus are fruiting, all is calm. Meanwhile, Ruben conducts workshops on sound production in Kalabumi every Saturday from 4 to 5. And these activities are in line with the larger idea of creating a school of communication and media, giving students technical and practical skills that can further be developed. A reminder will be sent to our veneer regarding the approval of the FM antenna and the site allocation for the future media labs. But we are always looking for people with web and mobile app skills and for any interested Arubians to join our team. Tomorrow at the Ecofilm Club, they will screen at 7 p.m. African Safari, made in 2013 and directed by Ben Stassen. And on Saturday, Cinema Paradiso will have a special screening at 5 p.m. where the French Pavilion will present My Indian Doctor, a film by Simon Brock, made in 2012. Otherwise, tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a Nordic Spanish comedy crime, Adam's Apples, made in Denmark and Germany in 2005 by the writer and director Anders Thomas Jensen. On Saturday, they will screen international drama science fiction, The Man from Earth, made in USA in 2000 by director Richard Schenkman. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m, we can see animation adventure Alvin and the Chipmunk, Chipwrecked, made in USA in 2011 by director Mike Mitchell. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m, drama film noir Sunset Boulevard, made in USA in 1950 and directed by Billy Wilder. From Sri Aurobindo, Letters on Yoga, we read, whatever method is used, persistence and perseverance are essential. For whatever method is used, the complexity of the natural resistance will be there to combat it. Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on auroradio.org.